Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Given the weather we've been having, you might be considering entering a period of hibernation yourself at this time of the year. But there are several animals who depend on it for survival. In Ireland, though, there are only two species who hibernate. They're bats and hedgehogs. Donna Mullen, ecologist and author of Make Your Home a Nature Reserve, is with us, along with Gerry Creighton, former operations manager at Dublin Zoo. And Gerry is now a global elephant care consultant. And we want to talk about some of the habits of the animals who hibernate. So, Gerry, first to you, what is it, first of all, hibernation, and why do some animals do it?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, it's great to be back on. Listen, it really is it's a coping mechanism. It's a survival mechanism because, you know, really with the onset of very, very cold weather and very significant conditions and environmental factors that make animals like that wouldn't be able to survive or wouldn't be able to migrate or move away great distances. For example, a great one is the hedgehog in our country. They, you know, they might only travel very short distances. So they need to go into the whole metabolic rate shuts down and go into a hibernated state. Now, interestingly enough, they can wake up a few times during hibernation and change their location. But it puts them in a very vulnerable state. You know, they can be killed and they can be vulnerable. But generally, it's a coping mechanism for really cold climate.
Is it fair to say that they are asleep, or are they just, is everything's just dropped and slowed?
No, it's, yes, exactly. It's not a sleep state. It's a complete metabolic change where the heart rate, the metabolism, everything slows down to, like, their heart rate can come down so low to, like, virtually a couple of beats a minute. And actually, animals can wake up from hibernation and they're thin and they're hungry and they're very tired because it's completely different to sleep, where in a sleeping state, your body temperature or the animal's body temperature, just the heart rate would drop very significantly, or only a small amount, and the same with the breathing would just be dropped by a few beats and temperature would just drop. But where it's very drastic in a hibernated state, it's a complete different reaction to sleeping.
And Donna is with us as well. Donna, good to have you back too. I mentioned that bats and hedgehogs are our species here in Ireland who hibernate. They're the only two, are they?
They are. They're the only two that can definitely drop their temperature kind of when they feel like it. Other animals go into a deep sleep, like, you know, frogs and even, you know, some birds can do it as well. But the only mammals, all right, that we have are bats and hedgehogs. And actually, I'm calling you from right beside our homemade bat hibernaculum, which is in a big barn here in very snowy Bailieborough. So you can actually make your own bat hibernation site. Mm-hmm. So it's something to do if you're snowed in.
So the bats are there, are they, hibernating as you speak to us?
The bats are here. Yeah, we have five in a little wedge box, a bat box. And then I have another one just in timber slats that we put up for the bats. Mm-hmm. So barns and underground sites are just very, very important for hibernating bats. They need a temperature of about 7 degrees and they need it to be slightly damp. So that's not much of a problem in Ireland, at least.
Right. I know you're mad about the bats, Donna. I know that from talking to you in the past. But I'd say there's a lot of people listening to this who might be surprised that bats and hedgehogs are the only species here who hibernate, you know, who can choose to go into this state. Because people are looking at squirrels sometimes bouncing around in the winter wondering, well, what's that fella doing outside? Surely he should be having a rest at this time of the year. But they don't hibernate, do they?
No, they don't. And in fact, like a lot of animals, a bit like ourselves, they just spend more time in their nests, indoors, in the warmth. You know, the same with pine martens. They tuck themselves up and they only come out. Pine martens, they say, only come out for about 4 hours a day. But they're not hibernating. They don't kind of have the choice to drop down the body temperature. Mm-hmm. So they're like ourselves. They're stuck at having to. And, you know, that's why they really need to feed and everything, because they can't just shut off their metabolism.
And Gerry, the badger's sort of the same as the squirrels, right? They just do a sort of a winter lethargy
thing. That's right.
Where they're hanging around and slower.
Correct. They tend to den. They go into the den and they actually, you know, their body weight increases significantly. But it's not anything like going into a sleep. They're still active for a few hours and they come out. But they den and they build up body weight. And it's a lethargy, just a winter lethargy, it's called that. They just kind of relax and chill and get into their dens and spend longer periods in their den over their winter period. But a lot of people don't really understand that, you know, or realise that also, you know, there is warm species, you know, animals that go into a condition called estivation. And it's like crocodiles or snails and things where if it's a drought or it's very hot or food resources are low, like a crocodile will bury himself. An oil crocodile is a well-known example. He'll bury himself significantly in the mud until the rains come and the food, he can get access to fish and feeding in the water. So it actually happens in a warm climate too. It's not necessarily a winter thing, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. So it does happen in warm climates, and it's a decision, often a choice that the animal will make.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's a survival mechanism. When they feel that resources, you know, are bad, like snails, earthworms, they'll do it. You know, when the resources are compromised and the life cycle is compromised, they will do it as a coping mechanism and very much a survival mechanism. And that's what it is designed for, either in hot or cold or very cold, extreme temperatures, for the animal to survive through this period. Mm-hmm. In some cases, it can only last for a few hours or a few days or a day, but generally not much would go beyond 30 days, but depending on the species, the area, the location, the climate, there's many different factors that can influence the durations and the different periods of torpor or denning, or like what bears do. Bears will give birth in winter time in the dens, and they go into a sleep-like state, but they can be woken very, very quickly, and it can be very dangerous because they can turn around very quickly and be very reactive.
Right, so they're vulnerable, but they also can react quickly, the bears.
Absolutely. You go in there, it's a very like a light sleep, and as I say, like they'll manage and rare young bears, and a polar bear will have her babies in the den, and she'll rear them through the winter period on the fat reserves that she's brought up. They're only a couple of hundred grams, like, you know, maybe 200 grams when a polar bear is born, and it latches onto the mother of very rich nutritionist milk, and over the winter period that she had, a couple of months, and then it comes out ready to keep up with her as she goes off hunting. So it's a different coping mechanism. But she has such rich resources built up over the hunting months to carry her through that period.
Now, Don, I'm thinking about you, well, firstly standing out in the cold in Bailyborough, but also because the bats are hibernating there. I mean, does your presence disturb them, the fact that you're talking? I mean, how reactive are they?
Yeah, they're not very reactive at all. It's a big, drafty barn, so my presence there doesn't make any difference. But in general, it's a bad idea to go into bat hibernaculum if they're small, kind of tunnels or whatever, because just you being there, you could raise the temperature of the place, and that would have an effect. The other thing, actually, that people will find around their houses when they're taking down the Christmas decoration is hibernating butterflies around the house.
Well, we're seeing more of them, Donna, in the wintertime now, aren't we?
Yeah, well, they're coming into the houses. But I don't know, in my house, they always seem to be in the curtain folds. They come in and they try and hibernate there, which is fine until you put up the central heating. Mm-hmm. And then they wake up. And what I was doing, which was the wrong thing, was just putting them out the window. And that kind of leads to certain death. So Butterfly Conservation Ireland have said what you should do is just put them in a little box and put them in the vegetable section of your fridge. So it's about 4 degrees there. And just keep them in that. You can give them, if you like, give them a little drink of sugar and water on a cotton pad. It's, you know, when they're active. And then put them in that and leave them there until the springtime. So that's what I'll be doing this year, giving that a try. And then it's a big joy to release them.
So you're keeping them in the fridge?
Keep them in the fridge, exactly, in the lower part of the fridge where you keep your head of lettuce in there. So that's my plan for this year.
But they're in a plastic box. They're not going to eat the lettuce because they're in a box.
Exactly. Surprise your friends.
Jerry, you know the weather we've been having here, like people are suffering through some awful conditions with no water and no electricity in some cases and can't get out of the house, and thinking, wouldn't it be great if humans could do this, you know, have the ability to hibernate? We don't, but there's a lot we can learn from animals that hibernate, and there's a lot of scientific research going on into this, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole idea is, you know, like the seasons happen for a reason, and, you know, and it ties into about your mental and physical health. You know, looking at certain areas where you build up reserves of your body, you slow down, you socialise, you know, the winter months, spend time together, you know, slow down, be less productive, you know, be in terms of your energy output. And then, you know, falling into the rhythm, the whole rhythm that comes in with the autumn period and the summer period when you're out there for the longer, you know, stretches of the day. There's so much we can learn from the animal world in terms of, you know, the economics of you know, managing your energy levels and managing your social structures and managing how you live there. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of science going into it, and we definitely, you know, are reverting back to nature to find true qualities of life that can enhance our own well-being. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. We shouldn't disturb animals that hibernate, Donna, should we?
No, because it'll really... waking them up really, really uses up their energy. And with bats, it'll take about 20 minutes for them to wake up. And it's actually a problem if anyone is doing, you know, house repairs and they're filling in crevices in walls. This time of year, there can be bats hibernating in them. And, you know, if you disturb a bird, it'll just fly out immediately. But I'm always saying, if somebody is, you know, whatever, repointing a wall, just be very, very careful. Mm-hmm. Have a good look with a torch and poke with a stick, and give it a few minutes before you actually fill it with plaster in case there's any bats hibernating there.
All right. Well, listen.
And it's also interesting. Donna,
I'm going to let you get in out of the cold in Ballyburn now, because I'm conscious that you're standing out there probably in a frozen barn. Donna Mullen and Gerry Creighton, thank you both. Lovely to have you with us, telling us all about hibernation. We'll take a quick break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.